did it. Oh, with the music.
I can sing along.
I didn't know we were allowed to do it.
I will allow it.
It's going crazy on here, man.
Is it too loud?
Oh, it's jumping like crazy. It's all in the red. The blues going crazy.
Oh, reds and blues.
If it's too loud, then you're too old.
Yeah.
That's what they say. Hey, everybody. It's look at this little special episode that's going up.
What's this?
Oh, well, you know, it's a special little episode that's going up.
Is it
going
to be shorter than normal?
It might be.
It probably will be.
Well, here's the thing, man.
But nobody knows.
I don't want to go, I'm not going to say ahead of time this is just going to be like some little special mini episode, because who knows how long we'll go. It could be a half an hour.
We could fill an hour with nothing to go on.
Exactly. So. And we've had half hour episodes before. So we'll judge by, when we're done, if this is a mini special episode or if this really is
the next episode. Don't judge.
Which will be a week from the last episode. Or less than a week. You get double dose of action features really fast. And last week was our longest episode ever.
Last week was
our... Are you texting right now?
Somebody asked me a question. Jeez.
Wow, I knew you weren't paying attention because you weren't responding.
You're not talking to me.
I was talking directly... I'm looking at you. Shoot. I'm talking directly to you. And you're just...
You know I normally don't...
I know.
You know I normally don't do that.
I know about Star Wars. Okay, so a big trailer hit. On Monday.
What was it? What was the big
Star Wars The Force Awakens. The full trailer. We've had the little teaser.
Yes.
The secondary teaser.
Yes.
Which kind of felt like a full trailer to me. And now this full trailer.
I watched it, and I gotta tell you, look. I can't wait to see if Han gets rescued from the carbonite freeze.
Oh,
they got the little bears that are running around.
That's
I wonder what that's
Jedi.
All about.
That's Return of the Jedi.
The one I watched.
No, you watched the wrong one. We should probably stop here.
That's not the new one that's coming out?
Stop the episode. You can rewatch it. We'll pause the episode.
Okay, no.
So The Force Awakens, Episode 7, coming December 18th. The trailer hit, and we've pretty much talked about the trailer all day yesterday, back and forth. We were talking about it through text when we first watched it, and then we talked about it a bunch yesterday. We talked about it on Facebook to people. Our friend Joe said, hey, you really need to do like an emergency episode. You needed to do an emergency episode in the studio.
Emergency episode.
You needed to do an emergency episode in the studio where we talk about the trailer, kind of break it down scene by scene, kind of what we thought about it. And another one of our guys that's on Facebook, Stuart Cook, he comments on a lot of the episodes. He kind of said the same. He first of all, he said, that trailer, though. And I put on there, yeah, we were thinking about doing an episode just based on that. He's like, you know, I was actually thinking that you guys really should do an episode just based on this trailer. So it can't be said that Action Features doesn't listen to people.
You can't say that we don't.
Because we did it. We did it. We're doing it right now.
We're doing it right now. I'm listening to James right now.
So
I'm not texting.
We queued it up. It's on YouTube under the Star Wars channel. So if you're going to go on YouTube to look at the trailer as we're doing this, make sure you go to the one that's from the official Star Wars YouTube channel, because I don't know if there's going to be some kind of ad or something if you see it from somebody else that's put it up. And if you want to stick along with us as we're watching it and like hitting pause and saying, hey, at this minute, this second, whatever, notice this, and we're talking about this. Make sure you're using that one. Now, Mike and I have pretty much stayed spoiler-free for Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Yes.
I had the Luke picture kind of pop up at me, and I had no choice but to see it, which is a shame. I might go dark on the internet closer to the film, like a week or two, maybe a month. Stop being on the internet.
What does that mean?
Go dark. That means you're just off the internet.
You hit the tanning beds for
you're
like
off
a while
the internet. What I would do is I would just, I'd monitor our Facebook page.
Yeah.
And the other Facebook pages I'm a part of. But I wouldn't actually get on my own personal Facebook page. I would just stay off and not look at anything. Because I don't want anything spoiled. So that being said, we don't really have any knowledge other than the knowledge that is in these trailers and perhaps like little interviews with J.J. Abrams or the other filmmakers.
Stuff
from the toy packaging, we know that. But we don't know anything from like set leaks or script leaks or things of that nature, where it's not something the filmmakers want out there. We only have knowledge of the stuff that the filmmakers want us to know, be it through these trailers or through interviews they're doing, but nothing where they didn't want it out. Because I respect that they're trying to build a surprise.
Yeah, absolutely.
An actual cinema experience and not have you know everything before you go see the film. I keep going back to it, but like the Hulkbuster fight, that they show that entire thing as a commercial or whatever. I would rather have seen that in a theater for the first time than seen it on a TV screen the first time. So I'm really glad that there's a lot of surprise elements going on here. Okay, so we get right into this.
Well, yeah, let's do it.
I feel like what we'll do is we'll kind of give our feeling on the scene, and then maybe if we want to pause it and go in a little more in depth as to what's going on, like, hey, you know, this is really cool. What's happening here? This, we'll do that. But you know, we'll just take it scene by scene.
All right. However,
so we're hitting play right
it.
Now. Let's get to it here. I don't know how loud this is going to be.
And it won't be loud.
Let's turn it up a little bit. Okay, so it's preview screen.
And there's Ray.
All right, we've got a shot of Ray here, and she's, you know, she's looking at screen.
Yeah.
The goggles are look like they're Stormtrooper goggles. Like she scavenged
yeah,
them
yeah,
off.
Yeah, like she took them out of a helmet. And,
out of the helmet, yeah. And she's appropriating them, which is cool.
I like that.
I really like that a lot. I think we noticed that before in that first trailer. Oh, I did want to say something really quick before we go too much further on this. I have to, you know, I'm not afraid to admit when I'm wrong on the show. And I think that when the first teaser hit, you and I were pretty disappointed in it.
Yeah.
Now looking back at things, I think what we wanted was too much for a teaser. We yeah. wanted things that are happening in this full trailer, in that teaser trailer, like yeah. shots of Luke and shots of Han and all these things. And I think we were a little harsh on that teaser trailer.
Well,
for what it was. Because yeah. They've built up since then. I think they've gotten progressively better
yeah.
since that teaser. And it really was the first teaser that was supposed to just give you a tease. And if you look back at it in the context of these other two, had they done Luke in that first teaser, then the other two
sure.
would have been kind of a step back from that. They gave you just a tiny bit of Han in the second one.
Yeah.
You know, a bunch of action. I love that second trailer.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
And then now I love this third. This is my third one's my favorite of the bunch.
Yes.
So I'm not afraid to admit that I was too harsh on that trailer back when we did that episode.
Yeah.
I also want to say that I may have been too harsh on the Kylo Ren lightsaber at the time because it has grown on me.
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
I know we gave that a blasting when it first happened.
A proper blasting. This is, yeah.
Because, you know, it is sometimes that they're just trying to do too much, and it's overboard. But the more I've seen of it, the more it's kind of grown on me. And holding the toy in the store and seeing those two extra blades on it was kind of neat. And I was trying to actually cut my own hand with those little blades, and it was difficult to do.
If it was hot and glowing like a laser is, you would do it.
You would.
You would do it.
Yeah.
I think that's why I was also admittedly harsh on the first trailer, and I'm glad that they didn't have any Han or Luke or anything mm-hmm. in it. But one of the main problems I had with the first trailer was the way that, like, it seemed like it was thrown together, and the shot of him igniting that lightsaber at the end has this feeling of just what you're talking about of.
Oh, yeah.
You see?
Oh, I agree.
You see? And so that's why, like,
I agree.
I haven't gone back and watched that trailer. The last one they put out
but
blew me away.
What I'm saying, given the context of
sure.
the other two now to
sure.
follow it, I'm glad that that trailer is what it is.
Yeah.
Because now it's really built something. Yeah. It really was a teaser of things, and now it's
yeah, it was
up.
Kind of thrown together. These are obvious. This one
oh,
and the last
much,
one are
yeah,
just, like,
really well
this
put
is
together.
Really what it, yeah.
All right, so back to this. So we saw Rey looking at it, you know, she's opened up something and she's got the goggles on and everything. It really is portraying her as the scavenger. You know, she's finding bits and pieces of things to use. And at this point, I don't think you can really tell where she is. You assume that it's probably maybe the Star Destroyer
yeah.
that's crashed in the second trailer. But then after she's, you know, rappelling down from it, there's a big hangar area, and that's definitely the hangar of a Star Destroyer.
Yeah.
It looks like the one from A New Hope. It looks like the where Vader lands in Return of the Jedi. This is a hangar for a Star Destroyer. So she's scavenging that Star Destroyer that's on Jakku that she was racing to in her speeder in the second trailer. And this is all... This looks so good. I don't know if this... I would assume that this giant thing right here, this hangar, is CGI. But it looks good to me. It doesn't look like a CGI set.
It doesn't to me either. You would assume it...
As tiny as
she
is here.
They might have built that.
It's huge, though.
I know, but...
I mean, they built the hangars back then.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, back in the original trilogy, so it's possible it's real. But even if it isn't, if it is CGI, it looks great. It doesn't
yeah.
look like a green screen set. It really looks like a giant hangar, and she is so tiny inside that. I mean, you'd be scavenging this thing for...
That's what the use of CG is for me anyway. Just the big, faraway static
yeah.
shots that don't...
Works the best.
Yeah, it's sort of appropriate. She's walking. She's got, was it BB-8?
BB-8's rolling along with her.
I assume that that is real.
I mean, I assume
that
it is real, too.
That looks real.
Now that we've seen that first teaser, when he's moving so fast, that did not look real to me.
It didn't, yeah.
But this looks real, where he's moving along and he's leaving a trail in the dirt. And we know now that BB-8, there is an actual BB-8 prop that rolls around. I would assume in this case it is the real BB-8.
I was talking to somebody who has some kind of knowledge about it, but was saying that this could be a pickup shot.
Ah.
That the technology that they have for it has improved since
since they started it. Well, we may have missed some of the voiceover here as we're talking too, so I'm gonna roll back just a little bit.
You know we did.
So we get a female voice saying, "Who are you?"
Yeah.
And then we get Ray replying, "I'm no one."
Yeah.
And I like that. We don't know who the female voice is. I don't think it's Carrie Fisher. I think it is the, what's her name? Lupita Nyong'o? I don't know.
Yeah.
That actress who's playing the character Maz Kanata. That's been officially revealed that she's playing that, so I'm not spoiling anything. And that's a CGI character that we've seen her in motion cap. It's apparently the CGI character that's on the poster. I don't know if that's an official statement or not, but I would assume it is, since they've made a big deal of this character and that she's on the poster and all those things. So it's possible it's her, but I like it in the same way that the first trailer, they didn't reveal the teaser,
yeah,
who was saying the whole "there has been an awakening." You didn't know who that was at first, and there was all these guesses as to who it was. Eventually it was revealed that it was Andy Serkis and his character that was saying all those things. And we still haven't seen his character
right
in any of these trailers. But I'm guessing it's her. And I like not knowing. I like
a little mystery.
Yeah.
Just building up some mystery here.
Now we're in a faraway shot with, in the foreground, we're at 25 seconds into the trailer. It appears to be like an AT-AT toe. You know, that's what it looks like over here.
Yeah.
And then in the background, we see some kind of ship taking off, and the ship is like, I can't tell what the shape is. It's an odd shape.
Well, from the angle, it would be like your main pod there, and then two.
But it's going up. Like, it's...
Yeah.
It's an odd shape.
Well.
And then Rey is maybe looking at that, or maybe they've cut it, so it looks like she's looking at that. But she's scavenging parts. Right off the bat, I do like that Rey is a very Luke Skywalker-esque character
yeah.
in his beginnings, where she's kind of a nobody from a desert planet that's just a working person, you know, like a scavenger, a farmer, whatever one you right. want to say it is. I like that she's kind of an... hopefully going to come from kind of nothing and become like a hero character.
Yeah.
So we'll kind of see her. Like. Yeah, we'll see her hero's journey. And then we got the Lucasfilm Limited logo. And now we've got a shot of a ton of stormtroopers, the First Order, a big platform with the red banners behind it. And if you look behind there, we're at 37-second mark, we see like a snowy mountain. So this is probably the snow planet.
Yeah.
They've said in the toys alone, they've talked about the jungle planet, desert planet, snow planet. This is the snow planet. So you got a ton of troopers and everything. There's not much to talk about here, but we're getting the Finn voiceover now.
Yeah. You know, do you know how he's talking? Because that voice right there does not have an accent of any kind.
I don't think he does. I don't think he has an accent in the film. I didn't know that. But this is the first time we were hearing Ray or Finn.
I thought it might be Poe.
No, I think it's Finn.
He said he was raised to do one thing. It wasn't Poe supposed to be...
Well, I think Finn is a stormtrooper. We're getting the confirmation right. now that Finn was raised, and I think maybe they're born into the service, almost, it seems like.
Right, oh, right.
And he's saying he's raised to do one thing, but now he has nothing okay. to fight for.
The accent made me question.
It's our first time hearing Rey, and if that is Finn, hearing Finn, and I didn't know Rey would have an accent. I thought that she would have to put on a fake accent.
Yeah, lovely accent. I don't know why.
It sounds like they are giving Finn an English, an American accent, yeah. if you want to call it that. But I think it's Finn, because they're showing Finn in these scenes, right. so I'd assume it's Finn that's talking. So he says he's raised to do, you know, he was raised to do one thing.
But now he has nothing to fight for.
He has nothing to fight for. But we've got a scene right now of a TIE fighter, and you almost miss it, but at the beginning of this scene, the TIE fighter is getting hit, like it's getting shot by something. There's a Star Destroyer in the background, and it's tumbling towards what we assume is Jakku. And in the Comic-Con real footage, we saw a crashed TIE fighter on a desert planet.
Right.
We've seen Finn awaken in Stormtrooper armor on a desert planet. So one would assume that Finn is inside that TIE fighter,
yeah,
and he's crashing on the planet. And this is maybe when he's leaving, because since he's becoming a hero character, that he's somehow getting off the Star Destroyer and leaving the First Order behind. And I like that.
I'm sure he's going to have some issues with
trying
what,
to leave
with what they're doing.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, he'll
to lead up to, okay, this is my out. I've gotten away from. I don't know.
That's one of the things I like about Han, is kind of his character change from being the pirate smuggler, kind of not such a good guy, into a good guy. And if we're seeing that same thing with Finn, where he's a stormtrooper that's going to become a good guy, and it's not just the fact that he's already a good guy disguised as a stormtrooper, it'll be cool to see him interact. Like,
yeah,
we haven't really seen a stormtrooper outside of a stormtrooper armor and what they would be like.
They are people.
Yeah.
They are not clones. So
they're not clones.
They're people.
Let's get that out of the way. They're not clones. and it's good that we're getting a confirmation right here that they're not all clones anymore, at least. It would be interesting to see if he is raised into the service, what it is it that turns him. Like, what is it where he said, that's it, I can't do this anymore,
right,
I got to get out of here. And to see how he'll interact with the guys he was fighting before, which we're going to see in the trailer in a bit here. But right now we see him standing in Jakku. It's 45 seconds in. He's holding what looks like Poe's jacket, that I guess becomes his jacket or a resistance jacket, whatever it is. He's got on a black outfit, which maybe is the what's underneath the stormtrooper armor.
Yeah.
It's all black. He's got black pants, black shirt.
Something.
He's holding a jacket.
Because he's wearing that. He's wearing that later.
Yeah.
That jacket.
And he's looking at some kind of city in Jakku. Maybe Jakku. All right.
This is the only scene in this only shot that has sort of bothered me every time. And I'm not complaining. I don't want to complain about it. But this quick
zoom in
with the lens flare, and this,
it's
very J.J. Abrams. It's
J.J. Abrams. This is a J.J. Abrams shot,
but
right here.
It really stands out, I think, from the rest of it. It separates itself from the rest of
what I agree. This one feels a little CGI-y,
yeah.
And the lens flare is definitely a J.J. Abrams thing, but it is cool looking.
I accept it from, with everything else that's happening, but I'm trying to be objective here.
Yeah, I agree. And I knew we were going to have J.J. Abrams moments.
Sure.
I mean, it wouldn't be...
Well, yeah, it's his
He's
movie.
Not just going to copy some other guy's style the whole time,
Yeah.
Try and make it into a vintage George Lucas film or whatever. So I knew we were going to get lens flare and those kind of things. But okay, so we're pulling in on what's assumed to be Kylo Ren standing at the bridge of something. There's redness in the background, which we don't know what that is yet. It could be a weapon. Could be...
Yeah, could be
a horizon.
Yeah.
But, and I don't think a lot of people notice this, but if you watch it as you pull in closer to Kylo, like maybe the 52-second mark going in, to Kylo's right, in the view screen, in the kind of a shadow, you can see what looks to be a probe droid going by. I don't know for sure if it is or not, but it looks like it has the silhouette of a probe droid. Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it. I'm trying to figure out whether or not, because there's other things around, and I'm wondering if that's just the top of a building or something.
It really looks like the shape and antennas of a probe droid to me. Watch it come in right here.
Well, it does, but it's only moving with the perspective of
the
camera. So
you're right.
I think it's a stationary thing.
It could be.
It could still be a probe droid.
It could be a probe droid. It could be either one. If it's a probe droid, it'd be neat that they're actually out there looking for something.
Yeah.
But who knows? So then we get a shot of, and we got Kylo's voice over here, and this is the first time, again, we're hearing Kylo's voice. So we got the first time we're hearing Rey, the first time we're hearing Finn, the first time we're hearing Kylo. And I also like how the music changes. Like, it's not an Imperial theme, but it's like a darker theme than what you've heard in the trailer so far. Let's get on. So we've got "Nothing Will Stand in Our Way," "I Will Finish What You Started." Man, I love that voice.
And he's got Vader's old helmet sitting before him.
Which we kind of assumed from the other trailers that it was Kylo that had it.
Right.
The melted
Vader helmet. Yeah, I assume that. I'm very interested to find out if they show him discovering this.
Me too.
Because they're in the wood. They are in a forest at some point, and I love this.
I do too.
This.
I love the melted Vader helmet.
Yeah.
I want that as an accessory to a figure.
Yeah.
I really want to have a melted Vader helmet.
And something else that I like about this, and from what I'm seeing of Kylo Ren now, is I love that he seems to be a villain worthy of Vader status almost. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't feel like anybody in the prequels was
totally,
or any of the other games or anything was on par with Vader. They all seemed like characters, and it's almost like they just said, you know what, Vader's the best. Let's just make him look like Vader.
Yeah, let's make him a Vader worshiper almost.
Why be ashamed of it? Just call it what it is and make him a, you know, he's a bad dude, and he's
wants to pattern himself after the baddest dude,
right?
You know, like,
and yeah, I think it's working for me.
It's working for me too. I can't wait to see what his motivation is and following him and how he comes to be to get the helmet. You know, later on in the trailer we hear about how everything's kind of a myth now. So how does he even know about the helmet on being on Endor? Like, how is he privy to this knowledge? If most of the I would assume Kylo is young in comparison, since Adam Driver's playing him, and we've seen him with the mask off, that he's a younger character, so he was probably not even born at the time that Vader
seems like
killed.
He has a force, so he must be trained Sith-wise sometimes. And
I want to talk about that later on too, a little
you
about
do
the
want
force.
To talk about it.
I do.
You want to talk about? We haven't seen Max von Sydow yet, and
I do want to talk about
I'm
that.
I'm wondering
too.
If he is going to be like.
I don't know. I want to talk about these things.
It's only speculative.
I want to talk about these things.
All right, let's get through the trailer, and then we'll talk about these things.
Now we see Kylo looks to be torturing Poe Dameron.
Yeah.
And he's using the Force in some way.
Squeezing his Force brain.
Maybe he's squeezing his Force brain. Maybe he's brainwashing him something. Maybe he's trying to get his skull brain out.
Maybe he's trying to read his mind.
Who knows? But Poe's not having a good time here.
He looks
like he's bloody. He's sweating. He's in pain. At this point, it's pretty confirmed that Kylo's using the Force, I would say.
Poe's not going to give in.
He's not touching him, and he's in pain. And then we get a shot of destruction, like of a forest planet.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if that's a vision in Poe's head, or if that's actually going to happen in the film, why those two are connected to each other, why those two images follow one another, if it's Poe's planet. It could be anything.
We don't know.
We don't know. So that's a thrown-in shot that is very much like a question raiser, why is that shot right there? Okay, so then we get the music changes again. It's a take on like the love theme from the original Star Wars films.
Seamlessly too. I've noticed
the music is great.
I mean, the music is just
oh my gosh, yeah. The transition of each music is just perfect. And then we come right behind the Falcon
in the midst of a battle with TIE fighters. I'm assuming that what happens is Rey gets into some trouble, maybe with Finn, and Han comes in to, like, out of nowhere to rescue them. I'm assuming that's going to be his introduction.
Yeah, I'm really curious to see how they all come together, because obviously the Falcon's on Jakku,
right?
Rey's on Jakku, Finn's on Jakku. What brings all three of them together? Is Han there to get them? Is Rey been put there for a reason?
Yeah.
Because she doesn't seem to be aware, because she now is asking a question as we're getting to this shot. I do want, before we talk about what they're saying, I just want to talk about this scene where the Falcon is going through, and I love the way it moves.
Yeah.
I know it's CGI, but it moves like a model.
Yeah,
like, especially when it's coming through here, and it turns. I'm talking about like at the let's go back here. We come up behind it. Hang on.
We went too far
I
back.
Went too far
man.
Back.
Jeez.
So we're coming up behind it, and at the 1:08 into the 1:10 part. It looks like it turns like the old Falcon model does. And I love that, man.
Yeah.
I love that they kind of move like the ships moved in the classic trilogy. They're not doing crazy stuff in this trailer. Like, the Falcon was kind of doing a little bit crazy stuff in that early teaser trailer.
Right.
This is moving more like I'm used to the Falcon moving. Especially when it like dips from one scene and comes at you. It's like straight out of Jedi, man, when they're going to do the big battle. Where it goes far away and it comes back at you. Or where it's going through the asteroids. That's what it felt like to me as I'm watching that. And it really kind of... It really hit home when I saw the Falcon moving like that.
It also shows that Han is still...
If he's piloting here.
I'm assuming that Han is piloting. I'm assuming he's the best pilot he's ever been.
I would assume that too. But with that Comic-Con reel, there was... Rey was in the pilot seat.
That's true.
And it was moving all over the place. So it could be Han. It could be Rey.
That's true.
I hope it's Han, and I hope he's still got it, you know?
Oh, I know he's still got it. All right.
Okay, so let's talk about the voiceover part. So Rey says the stories about what happened.
Right.
So we're clued in now that Rey is not aware of Jedi, Dark Side, any of that stuff. To her, it's just a myth.
She's only heard murmurings and rumors and wives' tales. And
so if Rey is a character that's somehow related to other characters, which a lot of people are guessing that maybe she's a daughter of somebody or related to somebody in some way, then she's been the same thing that happened to Luke, where he was taken away and knows nothing of his past. And it'd be neat if it's following that same parallel, where they expected some danger or something, or they had to protect her in some way, and they put her there, and she knows nothing of her past. That'd be a tough call for these hero characters to make, especially once you're leaving Return of the Jedi and how everything is. So it'll be interesting to see that explained, if she is in some way related to the other characters.
We will see.
But here's the...
Oh, yeah, this has got me.
This is what tugs at you, man.
It's got me. Han confirms that it's true, and he says all of it. Yeah, it's very definitive. And also, he's got the hologram map of the solar, the system, not the solar system, but very cool look for all that stuff. But yeah,
that's the moment of the trailer.
That's the moment. Yeah.
Well, before even talking about Harrison Ford and Han right there, when you see Rey and Finn come up, I like that Finn is kind of stoic. Like, in all the shots you see him in, unless he's breathing heavy, he has, like, no emotion on his face for a lot of the time. And if he is a stormtrooper and he's raised into these things, he may not know how to interact with, like, normal people. And so he's, like, when he comes up behind Rey here, he just, like, there's no emotion to his face. He's just, like, there.
He seems curious to me, and I wonder how much he probably doesn't know anything about any of this stuff that's going on,
mean? Like, he's just a trooper.
Yeah, he's out. He's clueless.
But man, hearing Han, and we talked about this after it hit, you get Han in A New Hope, and he talks about hokey religious and ancient practices are no magic or blasters, your side kid. And he talks about how he doesn't believe in the Force, and it's all a bunch of hocus pocus and all those things. To hear him be that in this, in A New Hope, and then to come all the way to the point where it's like, he's the one that's like saying, no, it's true. Every bit of it's true. That he's a believer now, and
he's lived it.
He's lived it. Like, yeah. He's Luke's friend, and he saw everything that happened. He saw Vader, and he was part of everything. And he's on the other end now, where he's telling them that no, that stuff is real. And then we get this great shot of hyperspace. Falcon going through this Christmas. All right. So now we've come up onto a scene where Kylo is standing with another group of characters. We're at like the 1:23 part. It's flashing in and out almost like lightning. Now, there's no confirmation as to who these characters are. If they're troopers, I would assume they're not troopers because they all have different weapons, different armor looks to them. JJ has said that Kylo Ren got that name when he joined the Order, the Knights of Ren. And then he was given the name Kylo Ren. So I would guess these guys all have the names Ren, just like Darths for the Sith. They're not saying that they're Sith or anything like that. It's the Knights of Ren. So I'm assuming this group is the Knights of Ren, right?
Right.
Would you assume this as well?
Yeah, they look like they could be.
They look like they could be.
I mean, their helmets are similar.
Yeah, especially these two here. The one that's right behind Kylo look very similar. It is interesting that Kylo is the only one with the lightsaber.
Yeah.
So do they all even have Force abilities? Or is Kylo the only one that has Force abilities?
I would like that. I would prefer that, I think.
I would, too.
I don't want everybody to have... Well, everybody is supposed to have the Force on some level, but...
I would like it if he's the only one in this group.
The
other ones are all just... They believe in the same things, but he's the only one...
They're tough guys.
...that can use the Force. And I like that he's the one with the lightsaber. I don't want to see a big group of guys with lightsabers.
No, you don't want to see that.
We only see two lightsabers, and I love that.
That's what I... Yes.
So then we saw a group of X-Wings flying over what looks like the same lake-type scene of the
first
early trailers, coming up onto stormtroopers that have decimated some kind of structure. And in the background, at the 1:27 mark, we see the, like almost the tidal wave type of thing of those X-Wings coming forward. And now this temple area, we'll get back to this. But it looks like they're on a jungle planet right here.
Yeah.
Right? And it looks like they've decimated, the stormtroopers have decimated whatever this place is. Yeah. And the X-Wings are coming up on it.
Yeah.
Right? All right, let's talk about Han's voiceover a little more. He says, the dark side, the Jedi. And it almost sounds, when you hear it back, it almost sounds like he says a Jedi sometimes to me. I go back and forth, like, it sounds a little bit like a Jedi, and I'd be cool with it if he just said a Jedi.
Hmm.
And he's talking about Luke, but I think it's the Jedi.
Yeah.
There's some debate online amongst people if he's saying or the. You hear?
I could hear. I hadn't thought that until you said it.
No, I've said it.
But I don't know. I'll have to look at it. I'll have to listen to it closer.
Listen to it.
I think he says the Jedi.
I think so too. But I'd be fine with either one.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it gives credence to Luke if he's just saying or the. But as far as the scenes that are going that are matching that voiceover, we get X-Wings chasing TIE fighters. Let's talk about the X-Wings and the TIE fighters.
Love them.
Me too. Here's a big problem with the prequels. You made the ship designs look way too far off from what we're used to as Star Wars vehicles.
Yeah, these are updated just enough to make it interesting, but still grounded in everything that we know about this.
When you see them fly by, you still know that's an X-Wing, that's a TIE fighter, that's the good guy, that's the bad guy.
Right.
You know? And, you know, they harken back to Macquarie designs and a lot of what they do with a lot of this film. But it still feels like an X-Wing, and it still looks like an X-Wing, and, you know that's an X-Wing.
Yeah.
And it's just neat to see X-Wings fighting TIE fighters again, man. Okay, so the next scene is now Finn walking forward in his Resistance-type outfit, the black with the jacket. And Poe is now in an X-Wing outfit. He's popped out of the X-Wing. He's hit his X-Wing. And he gives, kind of a smile and a nudge to Finn.
A little pat on the shoulder.
But Finn doesn't seem like he knows how to react. Like, he's not used... It almost feels like he's not used to camaraderie, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure that's it. He doesn't... yeah, he doesn't have people treat him with any type of respect.
He's just been
another
suit.
A number.
Another trooper. Like, in that scene, from that first trailer where they're just showing all the troopers lined up behind each other, and they're all just, like, stuck in a line.
Yeah.
And you assume that Finn is probably the shorter one that's in that group. But they just head out as numbers, and there's not really the interaction that we're seeing here, where pats on the back and let's go get them, that type of thing. And that's what I'm getting from this scene.
Yeah.
And it's neat that you're getting just, even this guy, though he's not saying anything, just in a look and an action that you're kind of feeling where he's come from. And in the background here at 133, you can see the Falcon parked on the...
Oh, yes, I didn't notice that before.
So the Falcon is on the jungle planet. Some fighting between the TIE fighters and the X-Wings, and now we're back to Jakku.
Yeah.
And I don't know what... Do we see what caused that explosion on Jakku?
No, it's a...
It's just an explosion. Yeah. But I saw a TIE fighter.
Yeah.
There's a TIE fighter there. And now, after that, we're at the 1 minute and 39 second mark, and this is a scene that you thought at first maybe...
Yeah, I was a little worried about it at first.
Open a soda.
But I can't tell. There's this robot, this reddish, very tall robot. I thought looked like a CG robot. But I watched this segment several times, and it looks like it could actually be a prop. I just don't know.
That's the kind of CGI I like.
Yeah.
When I can't tell,
and
if it's a prop.
You know, and that's something that could change within the film if it's, you know, in a short little, 2 seconds, if that, it's hard to tell. If it's CG in a movie and it's ongoing, you'll be able to pick
it
out at some point. But,
well, I think CGI works better. We talked about this before. I think it works better with mechanical things than it does with living creatures. So this mechanical thing, if it is CGI, it would work better than if you're seeing it try and replicate a live creature.
Yeah, with
the herky-jerkiness of it and real movements. No fluidity to it. It's
or too much
fluidity.
Or too much fluidity, trying to mimic real movements of. But anyway, what do you suppose this temple or this building that they're going into is all about?
Well, first of all, is this the same one that we just saw destroyed a few minutes ago? You see these structures, it's hard to say. They look similar, and it looks like they're on that same planet, like a jungly type planet.
Yeah.
So this could be what gets destroyed by the stormtroopers.
Yeah.
In that earlier scene, and we've just seen them out of order. But to me, it feels like Han is taking them to somebody he knows, because Han's leading the pack here. He's looking awesome. I mean, even just this brief moment of him walking, I'm like, that's Han Solo, man. Yeah. And he's taking him somebody like almost like the Lando thing in Empire. Like, I know somebody that can that can do this, or that can give us something, some kind of information or whatever. But we see all these banners up here. And if you look directly above Han at the very top, there's a banner that has the Boba Fett Mandalorian like skull thing from his armor. So it could be a variety of different. Almost like a job. This could be like that Jabba's Palace type of thing that in the, what was it, Esquire, Empire? Some magazine had a big spread of all these alien species that were all together in one palace type of castle or whatever. And this could be that scene. We don't know for sure.
Right.
I would assume it's this scene. And he's going to see a hodgepodge of alien characters. With one in particular that he needs something from. But we've got, you know, you see Finn and Rey's in front of her, and Han's leading the pack. So this is all after Jakku, and you know, they've gone here. We get the voiceover of Han saying they're real, and we get the same shot of R2 on some kind of burning planet with a character that we still don't know for sure is Luke. Everybody keeps saying that, oh, well, Luke's in the trailer; he's right there. We don't know that this is Luke.
Yeah,
we don't know.
We don't know. That's still my assumption.
One can assume it's Luke because it's got a robotic hand and it's putting it on R2. But we don't know it's Luke. We've never been blatantly said, this is Luke.
We don't know.
We don't know.
It's okay if it is. It's okay if it isn't.
It's okay if it isn't. If it is Luke, I'm assuming that he's delivering some kind of message to R2 or having a message sent in R2, because the next scenes seem like they're taking place on this same planet that this character is on. And it's the First Order troopers invading.
This ship drops down, and it looks like it moves the same way the Imperial shuttle did.
With the wings come up?
Yeah, with the wings come up, and it just looks great.
I think that's Kylo's ship. I don't know what they call it, but that's what I would assume. But yeah, it's coming up, and the wings are... It's slowly landing, and it looks real, man. Yeah. It looks like a real ship. And I'm assuming that one is CGI because of the way it's coming in. But it looks real to me, and I don't know, that's okay.
Yeah, they can...
I'll take that. But the troopers are coming in, and they're ransacking this little village with these teepees. We get our first shot of Captain Phasma from this trailer.
Oh.
Are you kidding me right now with the calls?
I'm sorry, it's not our normal night.
You can't put like on silent?
I had it on silent.
I don't think so, because I heard it.
I know, but I don't know what happened.
Is it because you're plugged in?
Well, yeah, that is, but I have the headphones on silent too, so it shouldn't have done that.
It's your mom. You can talk to your mom. I don't know if you talk to your mom.
No, not right now.
You sure?
Busy.
I like your mom.
Yeah, but I just want to throw it out there.
If your mom was listening to this episode, that I was cool if your mom talked to you.
Yeah, right.
And you weren't. You didn't want to talk to her. But anyway, so Captain Phasma's showing up for the first time, I guess, leading the charge onto this planet, whatever they're doing. If that character is Luke, my assumption would be is that they're looking for Luke. And Luke is leaving this message in R2 about what's going on. Who knows?
He's saying, R2, tell my friends that I'm about to whoop some serious butt here on this planet.
I'm about to kill a bunch of people. I'm going to kill a bunch of troopers right now.
With the force world.
With my mastery of the force world.
With my force mind and my lightsaber.
Now, Kylo is on the same planet, and he's ignited his lightsaber. We're assuming still it's the same planet because there's burning embers in the air. He's ignited his lightsaber, chopped into something. Okay, now this is the shot that I keep going back to and trying to figure out what's going on. It starts at like 1 minute 45. Rey is crying and she looks up. She looks like she's on the snow planet. I thought I saw some snow. And there's a character that looks to be lying in front of her. My first thought was, it's Chewie. Because it looks, if you look to the right of your screen, it's furry. And it's got what looks to be the bandolier strap. And Mike, you brought up the fact that the thing in front of her could be his satchel.
Yes.
It's
probably just a Tauntaun. It's probably your favorite.
It's her favorite Tauntaun. It's probably her favorite Bantha pet.
It's her favorite Bantha pet.
So she looks up and she's crying and behind this character. So obviously something horrible has happened.
Yeah.
I will be super bummed if that's Chewbacca. I just got to put that out there.
That would be rough, but
it would be tough.
You know, if you think about it, I don't know if Peter Mayhew can do another.
Well, I mean, I don't think Peter Mayhew's doing it all the time anyway. I think Peter Mayhew's only in it some of the time.
Yeah.
I think it's almost like the what they've been saying about the Kenny Baker thing, where it's more of a in the spirit of Kenny Baker. Whereas we've seen Peter Mayhew on the set, but he's been sitting down. His legs are not good, and I think that there's other guys that are probably in the Chewbacca suit that are mimicking Peter Mayhew's movements.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's any way he could do some of the stuff that they would probably need Chewbacca to do in this film. But.
Well, anyway.
I would be super bummed.
That would be
hard to take.
Hard.
It would be really hard to take. I can almost take Han dying over Chewie dying.
I was kind of assuming, I had thought that maybe Han would die in this one, because.
Well, he wanted to die in Jedi.
Right.
And we got the same writer that wanted to kill him in Jedi working on this film.
Right.
So, and I don't know how much they're going to be able to get Harrison Ford to come back for these films again and again.
Right.
You know, he came back for this one, and he said it was great, but I don't know how long that's going to last with him.
We know Mark Hamill's in the next one.
We know he is.
Didn't hear anything about
Harrison Ford got top billing in this one.
So I don't know.
But like I said, I could almost be cool with that, because Han has made more of a character arc now, seeing this trailer, what he's saying here, than a lot of the other characters would be able to make. And if he ends it here, after going from what he started as in A New Hope, I'd be kind of okay with it. But Chewbacca, that's like killing your family dog.
It's like the dog.
That would be rough. That would be really rough for me to see.
It's like killing your walking carpet.
I'd be curious to hear what other people think, too. Like, would you be more hurt by Chewbacca dying or by Han dying?
That's the question we want answered.
Answer that question. All right, so she looks up, she's crying, and then we get a shot of what looks to be Finn, Chewie, and Han giving up, and then something happens where they stop giving up. They've got their hands on their heads, and then they're pulling them down as they're looking up at something, and they're in this burned structure that looks like the same burned one that the stormtroopers just on early in the trailer. I'm guessing the cavalry's arriving.
A lot of fire happening here.
A lot of fire happening. Chewie is hurt here, too. If you look at his arm, he's bandaged up.
Perhaps they're looking at the X-Wings coming in.
They could be looking at the X-Wings coming in.
Hey.
Rey's nowhere to be seen right here.
Hey.
And she was with him when they went into that temple thing, that castle.
Who knows where she is?
Who knows where she is?
She's probably firing that gun like we're going to see.
The gug. So now we get a shot of BB-8 riding in an X-Wing. Well, I'm going to assume it's Poe's X-Wing, because it's been established that BB-8 is Poe's droid.
Look at the background just littered with TIE fighters back
there.
Tons
of them.
Sprinkled.
We're at the 1 minute 48 second mark. There's also what looks to be like a trench that's dug out in the snow. Now, on the poster for the film, there's what appears to be like a Death Star-like planet, ship, whatever you want to call it. And it looks like it might be the snow planet is the new weapon. Like, the Starkiller base is this new weapon.
Yeah.
And this could be the Starkiller planet that we're looking at, the snow planet, and it actually is the device, too. It's not like a man-made thing like the Death Star was, but they've actually built it into a planet.
I would love that once again.
I would, too. That would be awesome.
Yeah, cool
idea.
If
they've disguised a giant weapon into a planet. But there's definitely a man-made trench here that TIE fighters are flying out of.
Yeah.
Poe's flying his X-Wing, and he's flying into the fight. We get a better shot of the trench. Now we've got stormtroopers departing out of a landing bay thing. And this looks like it's in the vein of where we saw from the first teaser.
Yeah,
where they're all lined come up out of a dropship thing. Yeah. And that could be related to this. It could happen early in the film. It might not have anything to do with this other battle. Now we've got a shot of Rey firing a gun on the jungle planet at the 1 minute 53 second mark. Not really much to say there. This next shot, 1 minute 54 seconds, is it? It looks like a stormtrooper's trying to shoot down a TIE, or an X-Wing in that same castle structure.
Looks like there's a person falling out there. You see?
That's a person.
From somewhere, yeah.
That stormtrooper, I'm just going to try it. I'm going to try and shoot down a plane.
Try it.
Why not?
I have this gun.
I got it. I might as well try it.
Yeah.
All right, we're back on what appears to be that fiery planet, and Kylo's there. This is the 1 minute 55 second mark. There's stormtroopers lined up, and it looks like they've herded all these people. I really think that they're looking for something, or they're questioning people, and they've rounded them up, and that's where Kylo's chopping somebody down.
Yeah.
And I'd be cool with it if he's just like, once information,
he's a bad
if you don't
guy.
Answer, I'm going to kill you,
he's
and
a
just
bad
chopping
guy.
Dudes down. He's a bad dude. Let's see how bad he is.
Much like from Conan, James Earl Jones' character?
Yeah.
Yeah, like that.
Tulsa Doom.
Tulsa Doom.
Yeah.
Like that.
Right? That's his name, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Salsa Doom.
Salsa Doom.
That's what I'm
Salsa Dance.
I'm going to write
Salsa
my
Salsa Dance. If he's just chopping dudes down, like if you don't tell him what he wants, okay, you're dead. It won't be like where Anakin in episode 3 just killed a bunch of little kids, you know, that couldn't defend themselves or, you know, that were coming in for help. This is going to be just some guy just wiping out regular people, families, whatever.
Yeah.
I'll like that, if that's the case of what's happening here. He turns, looks like he's about to use the Force, and then we cut to another scene that's X-Wing, or TIE Fighters flying into something?
An arcade.
And it looks like the bridge of maybe a... It does look like an arcade. At 1 minute 56 seconds, it looks like an arcade.
They're killing the shopping
mall. I like these, because this is the look and the shape of what would have been...
They look like old Star...
Old school Star Wars panels. I'm going to guess this is an Imperial ship, because there's a mouse droid coming right at you. And then we get a very quick shot. But man, it's emotional.
It, even though this is very quick, it's...
1 minute 56 seconds.
I'm very happy with how Leia looks, and I'm buying this, even for the short amount of time, so hopefully her acting... I don't know where she is with her acting.
I don't either.
We all know she's a little zany.
I know
zany
where she is
real
in her
life.
Real life. She's a little bit off there.
Right.
I met her not too long ago, and she was a little off.
So,
she's super nice, but a little off.
So I'm hoping that, like, this gives me hope that everything's really...
There's emotion in
top
this.
Top quality and being reined in.
2 seconds that you see Han comforting her over something. Either that he's comforting her because he has to go off to do this fight again, like he's back in the fight, or he's comforting her for some other reason, maybe another character like Chewie, because we don't see Chewie right here.
Right.
But he's comforting her for some reason, and...
Maybe because they have to go back to war because the Force has been awakened.
Because the Force has been awakened.
Maybe that's why.
And I want to talk about that Force being awakened still, too. But he's comforting her, and you get that these characters, even though we haven't seen them together for 30 years, they've been together for 30 years somewhere.
Right.
You know, like, just because it's Harrison Ford and it's Carrie Fisher and they've been doing their other thing, the characters of Han Solo and Princess Leia have been together since Return of the Jedi.
They've been together.
They've been together for 30 years.
For 30 years.
That's a long time.
They've been living together, they've had children.
They're totally entwined in each other, where it's just like, before they were bickering, you know, they loved each other.
She loves him,
and
he knows.
It was kind of like, oh, this is fresh and this is new, but these two are like, it's corny to say, but you don't know where one ends and the other one begins, where it's like, they're totally into each other now. The two of them are together, and it's all in that scene, man, where he's put his hand on her head and he's comforting her. This reminds me of my dad. I'm looking at his Harrison Ford, and he's an old man here, you know, and it's just a... He's been through a lot, you know?
Yep.
This scene was another one where it really got me, where I was like, this is emotional right now, man. And then we get a cool shot of Finn lighting up the lightsaber, looking tough, man.
Finn man. He's got no choice at this point.
He's
got
no choice.
He's got no choice.
I'm of the opinion that Finn does not have the Force.
I am also of that opinion. And by the way, it looks like he's about to go into this. He's just
doing the best with what he's got.
No,
he's got that lightsaber.
No holds barred. I'm going to start swinging this thing,
yeah,
and whatever
like,
happens.
And I love that. If that's like the case, it. I love that. Like,
I like it too.
Look, I don't know how to use this. I don't have the Force, but I know this thing turns on, and I know it'll hurt.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to do my best.
Yeah.
This is how I feel like if I was going up against somebody that's stronger and bigger and better than me, and all I have is this thing, I'm going to do my best.
Go
like,
all out.
I'm just going to do whatever I can. I'm just going to wail on it and just hope for the best. So he gets this, you know, he looks tough, and but he looks worried, man. Like he's as you see Kylo walking up to him, and Kylo is unmasked at this point. He's got no helmet on. You can see Adam Driver's hair, and he's walking up tough,
oh,
man.
That hair.
Oh man, that hair. it's on the snow planet.
Yeah.
And he's coming at him, man, and he's got confidence, and
yeah, he's going to teach this young brat a lesson.
Yeah, I think he wants the saber. Obviously, he's collecting pieces.
Yeah,
he's got
relics.
The burnout. That was Vader's
yeah.
saber at one point.
Yeah.
If that is Luke's saber, we're assuming it's Luke's saber.
Oh, yeah.
Which was previously Vader's saber.
I like that. I like the thought of that. That he's collecting these relics.
I want that, you know, and I'm going to take that. And Finn's like, no, I'm not going to let you have this. And it's going to be this fight where it's like, okay, well, I'm going to take that. And so, and he's coming at him with that big saber and just ready to knock him down. And what a great way to close it out, man.
Yeah.
And they get the last little bit of a voiceover, and I can't remember exactly what she says. I didn't go back far enough. I keep not going back far enough.
Just let it in.
It's before that it said, like, the force is calling you or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Hang on, let's go back. It's way far back. We must have missed it.
Well,
I assume it's the same character from the beginning saying the force is calling.
That's what it sounds like. Yeah.
And this whole all ties back into The Force Awakens. Now, we know if the Jedi are a myth and the dark side's a myth at this point, that Luke did not start what all the prequel, all the expanding universe things tied onto rebuilding the Jedi Order and, you know, training Jedi and starting the whole thing over again. That didn't happen. Like, something after Return of the Jedi has happened where there is no Jedi. Luke is somewhere, but we don't know where. There's no really Sith or dark side or anything like that going on. So maybe Luke brought balance, and that was it.
Yeah.
The Force just, like, went away. Like, it was just kind of things quieted down. No Force users, no Jedi, no Sith. And now it's come back. And now the people that are Force sensitive are feeling it. And it's, like, touching the people that are able to use it again. Because why wouldn't Luke be building a Jedi Order?
Yeah, why not?
Why wouldn't he be pulling together, you know, finding other Force users and training them and teaching them and making a Force for good again, like rebuilding the Jedi Order? Why wouldn't he be doing that unless there were no others and it was totally dormant? Like, he's the only one. Leia's not even using it. Like, it's completely silenced. Yeah. And now it's reawakened, and now characters like Kylo are able to touch on it, and other characters in the film that we don't know maybe are able to touch on it now.
Max von Sydow, he's got it.
That's the other thing.
He's touching on it.
We have not seen... Everybody's talking about you don't see Luke in the trailer, and I applaud them for not showing Luke in this trailer.
Yeah, I'm happy to...
I'm so happy.
Yeah, I want to go into the theater and have that be like a moment that happens. Yeah.
I was talking on Facebook to a couple people, and I was saying that they were saying, where's Luke? Where's Luke? And I said, I applaud them for doing this because it's going to create a moment unlike any other one in like movie cinema history where a character has been gone for 30 years... And your first glimpse of him again is back in the movie theater.
Yeah.
It's not like you saw him in a magazine or in a trailer or this and that and all those other things. It's that's going to be the moment when you're in the theater and the roof is going to come off of that place, man. People are going to go nuts when Luke shows up. And it was the right move, even though Harrison Ford is the bigger star, it was the right move to put him in the trailers and save Luke for the film. It shows the importance of the Luke character. Even though the actor may be a more, you know, more prevalent and more big-name actor, the character himself of Luke was better to save than the character of Han was to save. It's just it's going to be amazing when you actually get to see him on screen.
I agree.
I can't wait for that. But, okay, so there's no Luke in the trailer, and everybody's like kind of harping on that. But we also have never seen Andy Serkis's character, and he did the voiceover in the first teaser trailer, and it's seeming like he's going to be a major character in this film. We've never seen the voiceover of this character, you know, the whatever her name is. It's a very Lupita Nyong'o. We've not seen her character in a trailer. We've not seen Max von Sydow's character in a trailer, and that's a big one right there.
That's
man.
A big name.
That's a big name.
And he always
that's
plays
a coup.
He always plays a great great character. So
he's always great. Yeah. You may criticize the movie Judge Dredd, but every time Max von Sydow's on screen, you're paying attention to what's happening on the screen. It's
funny you picked that movie.
Well, I'm trying to pick a movie that's maybe not...
Yeah, kind of a stinker.
Kind of a stinker film in most people's eyes, but that he made the best of his character in it because he's Max von Sydow. And he's almost like a Peter Cushing or a Alec Guinness from the original trilogy, where it's this well-known, respected, older actor... That kind of people are just kind of forgetting that he's in the movie. Like, why are people saying, well, how come we haven't seen Max von Sydow's character? He's got to be something.
I think these young whippersnappers don't even know who he is.
Yeah, they may not know.
They don't know that it's a huge deal that this guy's
They don't know it's a huge deal that he's in this film. I'm really curious to see what he is and what he's going to, you know, what part he plays in this. Like, what's his role?
My bet, if anybody wants to bet me real money, is that he's... He's at the top. He's what the Emperor was to Luke. He's maybe trained.
I can see that.
He's trained Kylo Ren in the ways of the Force.
I think it's confirmed that Andy Serkis's character's name is Snoke or Stoke or something like that.
Okay.
And I assume he's a bad guy character, like he's a villain character.
Yeah.
So I'm curious if it's not Max von Sydow that's the main baddie, if it's Andy Serkis, because that voiceover would make sense that he would be the main baddie.
Yeah.
The one that Kylo is kind of reporting to.
All right, I take my bet back, but I'd like to see it.
I would say he is definitely not a hero character, yeah. Max von Sydow. I would think that they've got enough older hero characters that they need an older villain character.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody from the past, an old guard type of character, maybe an old Imperial guy or whatever. Maybe Tarkin survived and he turned into Max von Sydow.
Maybe he did.
Any way you cut it, this trailer knocked my socks off, man. It gave me a feeling that I can't describe. All the other trailers, you know, that of current movies and things, I get excited. I'm like, oh, that's cool. That was neat. Oh, that might be something worth seeing. This is just, I keep wanting to watch it again and again. Yeah. Like, I want to watch it again, and I want to watch it again. And even though I know, like, what's coming in each scene, it's just like, every time, I'm like, wow, this is Star Wars, man.
Yeah.
This is a new Star Wars, and I'm going to get to go see it in, like, 2 months.
I can't believe it's so close.
I can't either. It's kind of flown by.
Yeah.
This is a real episode, by the way.
Yeah, I figured it would...
Yeah, it's now an hour long.
Yeah, well, we've been here an hour.
We've been here an hour.
Oh man.
Yeah. So sorry if you thought this was a mini episode. We lied to you.
I thought it was a mini episode.
It's amazing that you can turn 2 minutes into an hour discussion. Wait until the actual movie comes out.
Poof.
That's how. Poof. In this trailer, you know, all these scenes, they don't tell you anything. Really, we're inferring certain things.
Right.
But I love that. That it's not blatantly just telling you, here's the story of the movie. There's so many trailers nowadays where you watch the trailer and you're like, well, I pretty much seen that movie.
Yeah.
I know exactly what's going to happen in that film. Not this one, man. They're not giving you like a lot of context to the scenes. They're just giving you some really awesome scenes to see. And it could turn out that it's a stinker. It could be totally wrong. But I don't think it's going to be.
There's the chance, but I don't think it's going to be.
I think it's a slim chance at this point.
Yeah.
I'm pretty invested in this.
Yeah.
If this burns us, I might be done.
With movies for... And for
movies in
time.
General.
Yeah.
This is kind of my... Like we said it before. This is my last hope, man.
Yep.
Of really getting excited about a film and it holding up to all that excitement and that, you know, longing and want mm-hmm. and building up to it. Cool stuff.
Cool.
I'll tell you what I did. You know, the trailer... it was on Monday Night Football, right? I hate football.
Yeah, I know.
I hate sports. I know you don't like sports. I was tired that night, man. I was real tired. It had been a rough Sunday. Pipes breaking at the house and having to do all this stuff. And all day Sunday working all that. And Monday working all day. And I had very little sleep. I had probably 3 hours of sleep Sunday into Monday. And I knew I had a bunch of stuff to do around the house still because we were still cleaning up everything from all this stuff that had happened at the house. I was beat, man. I was tired. But I knew that trailer was coming on. And I looked online because I don't know anything about football and I don't know when
you
I should
turn don't know
turn
anything
in.
About online.
I don't know anything about the internet.
The internet.
I don't know anything about anything, yeah. Actually. It's amazing I made it this far in life, you know, that I'm still alive.
Yeah.
So I looked it up and I said, what time about should I tune in? And they said, well, start tuning in about 9:40. That's probably around what time halftime will be. And so most everybody in the house was kind of sleeping and chilling and I was like, I'm going to turn this on and I'm just going to see if I can see it. And I waded through this stupid football crap. I'm sorry if you like football. I hate it. You know what's not fair is when the clock says 2 minutes, and it's not really 2 minutes. It's more like 15 minutes you got to sit through.
Yeah.
It should be 2 minutes. If the clock on the wall is saying 2 minutes, I expect to sit there for 2 minutes,
yeah.
Not 15 minutes. So I sat there for like 15 minutes waiting for these 2 minutes to run out. And so it comes on, and man, it all went away.
Yeah.
All that stuff that had happened in the last day, and that's the sign of, you know, entertainment with value. Where you're able to check into it, and you're away from your troubles for a little while. Like,
yeah.
It takes you to another place, a transport. You're like being a kid again and seeing these things and living in this fantasy, you know, and really getting to just be a part of it. And I had a smile on my face, and when it was done, I was just like, that was great. That felt great. That was really what I needed. Like, I needed this right now. It was awesome. And I watched it again and again. And that night, I went out. I had to go do some grocery stuff, and I bought Keaton... the Rey figure because he'd been wanting the Rey, and I bought Blaze Finn because he didn't have Finn yet, And I was like, I'm going to give these to them in the morning, and they're going to enjoy that trailer, and they're going to be like, we got the toys, we saw the trailer. Yeah. It felt great, man. I had them sitting out when their breakfast was sitting there, and they were like, whoa, this is awesome. Can we watch the trailer? And I watched it. Man, it was awesome. Yeah. It was a family experience. I cannot wait to take them to see it. I'm beyond thrilled that this is happening.
Yeah.
It really is an amazing time.
It's huge.
It's an amazing time. And I'm glad you're going with us.
Yes.
Mike's coming with us when I take the boys. It's going to be a good time, man. Something you can look back on.
Taking off work.
We're all old men.
Taking off work in the morning.
We're not going to say what theater we're going to see that because we don't want people pestering us.
Yeah. All of our fans.
Okay, so I think that's it, right?
Yeah, that covers it for now. I mean, we'll have a lot more to say later. But
well, this is it for stuff we're
going
to see.
Well, yeah, that's true. But there's been some other things going on.
Toys.
That maybe we'll talk about.
Yeah.
One being this stupid racial backlash for this trailer.
That was, I read online.
We can just talk about it right now. It's stupid.
It's really stupid. A lot of it was people trolling on the internet.
Yeah.
And then people blowing up thinking it was a real thing.
Yeah.
Like, it really, the more I investigated it, it really felt like it was just people trolling on the internet, saying stupid stuff and starting to get stuff stirred up. And everybody glomming onto it as if it was this real giant movement, which I don't really think it was.
I haven't heard anybody or know of anybody that would say something like that. It's stupid. There's plenty going on in this trailer race-wise. Like, yeah,
but we've talked about this before, but we're in a society now where you're on Facebook and you see something, you don't take the time to investigate it.
Right.
You're just like, oh, that's terrible. I'm going to share that and say I think it's terrible too.
Yeah.
But nobody takes the time to actually look into these things. They just immediately go, my gut reaction is, I agree, and I hate that too. I'm going to share it. Right. I'm not going to bother to investigate this. I'm just going to share it.
Perpetuate
this. And then it just rolls and rolls and rolls and rolls and rolls. I don't think that there's anything to be upset about in this film for anybody.
No.
You know, it's completely racially diverse. It's diverse to all the sexes. It looks like it's a perfect film across the board for any group. I'm excited for Gracie to get older and have this Ray character to be like, she's cool, and she can do this, and she can do that. Yeah. It's exciting, man. It's exciting to be in a Star World.
Yeah.
It's really exciting to be in a Star World. And I love that this is it. This is all we're going to get.
This is it.
There might be some TV spots that give you maybe 1 or 2 seconds of a different shot, maybe.
Man, those 2 months are going to go by quick. I mean, this month is over next week.
That's it.
So,
and then we got the holidays coming up. We got Thanksgiving that we're building into, and then Christmas coming up right soon after that. So yeah, it's going to go pretty fast. The boys and I, each weekend we're going to watch a film. We're going to get to the prequels. We're going to do 1, 2, 3, and 4, 5, and 6 as we build up to it. But that'll be fun, you know, like sitting down and watching them again all in a row. I'm not going to do the marathon, but we can do one each weekend. So we want to hear your thoughts. Go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/actionfeatures. Leave a comment on this post when it goes up, or if you just want to leave your own little post and say this is what you think about it, do whatever you want. It's your page too.
It's your page also.
You can't really do anything to affect it or the way it's run.
Yeah.
But it's kind of your page too.
We share.
We'll share it with you.
Hey.
You can post it to it.
We're all in this together. We're all in this together.
All right, so we're going to wrap this up. This has been James and Mike with Action Features, and we'll talk to you guys next time. Got that music queued up, Mike?
Well, actually, you sprung that on me at the end there, and I...
You got that music ready to go?
It's going right now.
Oh, here it is.